So what we did in our household yesterday is we took down the old roadmap from the fridge, printed out the new one, and stuck it up on the fridge again.
Here we go.
So when it comes to education, as of Friday morning, it says all school students return on site at least part time. That seems pretty vague. We're grateful.
Yes.
But it seems vague. Andrew Dalgleish, President of the Victorian Principals Association. Andrew, good morning to you. So will this be done on a school-by-school basis? Is it up to the school to decide when kids can go back?
Good morning, Ross. Good morning, Russell. No, it's certainly not a school-by-school basis. The roadmap, yes, we're starting to return to school. In regional Victoria, all children will be back on site as of this Friday. So prep to 6 and 7 to 12. But from this Friday in Melbourne, the grade 5s and 6s will recommence on site this Friday, as well as planned attendance of grades 1 and 2. I think the preps are back on site today. So it could be a little bit complicated for some parents, but if they're unsure, I'm sure their schools are communicating with them.
Not yet. So
Not yet.
So
get on to that, Andrew.
So it says at least part-time. So when you say the years 5 and 6s are going back to school, are they going back to school like 5 days a week starting this Friday?
No, they won't be. This is where the roadmap can be a little challenging, certainly for parents. But in metropolitan Melbourne, I think the preps will be on site. This will be more next week and this week, of course, Monday to Wednesday. And I think the grade 1s and 2s will kick in about Thursday and Friday, as will the 5s and 6s.
Right,
next week, of course, the 3s and 4s will be back on site Tuesday, Wednesdays also.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so just to make it confusing, I've just been sent the date. Years 3 and 4 will just go to school Tuesday and Wednesday. Years 5 and 6 will just go to school Thursday and Friday. Years 7s will go 5 days a week, but years 8 and 9 will only go Tuesdays and Wednesdays. Is that right?
That sounds absolutely correct. So you make sure you've got that roadmap penciled in very clearly.
And years 10, Thursday and Friday only.
That's correct, yes.
Is there something about year 7, is there, that means they have to go 5 days a week?
Look, ideally, what government's certainly trying to do, so our preps trying to get them back full-time as soon as possible, and our year 7s, because they're certainly new into the secondary school system, and they've missed significant time in school. They want to start to really build those social connections as quickly as possible.
So, Andrew, we spoke to a school last week that was doing rapid antigen testing prior to entering the school. Is there statewide plans to do the same thing?
Look, at this stage, I'm not certain. In fact, I don't believe there are any intentions. However, in the background, there may be work going on. We certainly have, in government system, bought in air filters, which are starting to roll out. Advice on ventilation, ensuring that there is fresh air flowing wherever possible.
Wouldn't it be a no-brainer to have a rapid antigen test so that Marmaduke gets turned around at the gate before he goes and sits in a class of 30?
Well, look, again, at this stage, that's not a requirement of government schools. And if that does become a requirement, I'm sure it will be rolled out reasonably quickly.
So, Andrew, certainly when I was at school, you'd get an injection. So is the plan to use, so for the over 12s, is there plans to use schools as places where you can get your vaccine?
In some cases, there have been pop-up clinics in schools around our state to try and meet that demand.
I think I read that a third of kids aged 12 to 15 in New South Wales have been vaccinated, a third. Okay, Andrew, so when did that roadmap come out, by the way?
The updated roadmap came out yesterday, effectively, when the Premier announced it would be coming forward earlier. However, the original roadmap, which had those dates, I think rolled out during the school vacation period, so about 2 to 3 weeks ago.
So when we get to 80% double vaxxed, which on this program we're saying is the 29th or 30th of October, will that change again?
Look, potentially it will. One of the things that we've seen over the last week or so has been as those vaccination rates have increased, there has been, I suppose, more of a willingness to start to open up and acknowledge that we want our kids back at school as soon as we can.
Yep. Good on you, Andrew. Andrew Dalgleish, President of the Victorian Principals Association.